The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, media leaves Ferguson as new evidence shows Michael Brown as aggressor. I'm going to get to that in just a minute. But before we do, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Stephanie?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Reminds you that, say, brainless. You don't want to be brainless. You want to have the mind of Christ.
Wait.
You remember what that's from?
Yeah.
Say brainless.
Yeah, I see him.
Come on.
Jimmy. Stewart. Yep.
It's a wonderful
life.
It's a wonderful life. Say brainless. We want to have the mind of Christ.
Are you calling me brainless?
No. I just thought that's kind of funny. It just popped in my head, just that saying, just when I said brains. But anyway, we were mentioning in the first hour, as it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, that just yesterday, Bradley did an interview with five young people
from Oregon.
Well, actually, they're from different parts of the United States, but they went to film school in California and they graduated. And this was like their first project, upon their graduation. So they came over to the house, really nice kids. You know, we were expecting to, you know, have them interview for about an hour and a half. They ended up leaving about 4 hours later, which is, you know, not uncommon when you're dealing with, you know, Bradley speaking and that kind of thing. Because you'll get into it and then it'll start flowing and then they'll start asking questions and so on. But, you know, it was interesting that one of the interviewers was asking him and saying, so, you know, religion, why does it have to be the Christian religion? You know, we have freedom of religion. Why does it have to be Christianity? You know, what about other religions is basically what he was saying. What's the documentation for it? And so I got what he was trying to say. He's saying, you know, where is the proof that we're a Christian nation rather than, you know, freedom of religion under the branch of Christianity?
This is all laid on the premise that he was asking, you know, he was talking about equality. And I said, well, what is your reference to equality? I said, it's like asking an atheist how he tells the difference between right and wrong. He's got to acknowledge right and wrong by the acknowledgement of God's moral law and the God that gave the law. You can't tell me what's right and what's wrong. So how would you gauge right or wrong? Well, this young man said to me, because of me. And then he caught himself right away.
Yeah.
And then he said, because, you know, Christ
That's
lives
right.
in my heart,
he said,
right?
Yeah, he said, how do you know what's right and wrong? He said, well, what I feel in my heart. He goes, well, God, he talks to the heart, doesn't he? You know?
Yeah.
Which is true. God does
speak
to your heart.
He was being slowly converted.
Yeah, it was. And they're so nice kids. But the thing that kind of made me a little sad about it was, you know, we hear about the founding forefathers and the principles of Christianity and how this nation was established all the time. We relish in it. We can swim in it over here at the Sons of Liberty. For those of you that listen to us, you probably think, of course, we know it's like the back of our hand. I mean, duh, we're a Christian nation. But here are these kids just graduated from film school, and I was showing him some different quotes from Wall Builders, which has a lot of good history quotes, and going through those with him. And he's like, wow, this is great stuff. He's like, I can use this for the documentary. So we can't take advantage or for granted the fact that we might know this stuff. We have a whole generation of kids who are not being told and taught their foundations and their freedoms. And we are a Christian nation. Of course, it's inscribed everywhere, but they're not getting that like we understand it. We have to go beyond
Wait a second. Slow your roll for a second. Even when they think they know everything, they'll still admit to you that they don't know everything. They'll tell you that we know that we're being lied to. And then once you begin to give them the truth, they're almost like struck by the fact that, wait a second, that light's really bright, man. I know what you're saying in conscience. And by conscience, what you're telling me is right on the money.
Yeah.
But boy, I just don't know if I can accept it right here in front of everybody. It's like, nope, I'm a preacher. Let's get the job done now. And this is what I told this young man is, listen, what God put in me, no devil in hell can take out of me. And it is true. And at one point he even said to me, well, you're just giving us your opinion. He goes, that's your opinion. I said, at no point during this interview have I given you my opinion. I said, but if you want my opinion, I'll give you my opinion.
Right.
And then I went over to the analogy of principles. So on and so forth. But these young people are, they're just dying for someone to tell them the truth. And even when they think they're going to come out and put us on the spot, friends, this is my forte. Yep. We're in the ring all the time. So if you want to come over and try to catch us, that's why we always open up the lines to, you know, enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, is because if you think you know more than what we have been given, then call in so we can prove the point really quick, and it won't last that very long. And for those that are just staunch in their own ideas outside of who we are, namely our constitutional republic, it only hurts for a second.
Yeah. And the thing, too, is this is such a classic point because he said this. And I don't know if you really picked up on this too much, Bradley, even yesterday. But he said, I feel like I have a different opinion of you now. Opinion wasn't quite the word he used. But he said, I feel like I know you better now where you're coming from now than I did before. And that just goes to show you how the media will portray you to be a certain way. They can cast you out. And they can, you know, people can look and say, wow, that guy's just angry at homosexuals and he's not loving and all this stuff. When he came and actually sat down with us, he said, now I see basically you're not the one that's attacking, you're the one that's defending. Like, we're defenders
of
the faith.
But he did come in with the media mindedness that what the media said was right and true, until I said, no, wait a second, let me give you a couple examples about let me give you a couple examples as to who is doing the attacking here. And we went through some of them, and it's like, at this point, kid, there's no question that the homosexuals are attacking everybody that they don't agree with. And I said, this isn't about me attacking any particular people. This is about me protecting a particular people that are under attack, and I'm not going to stand down and let them roll over everybody just because they think they can.
Right.
You know, it ain't going to fly.
Yeah, so it's just a good learning experience. So many things. First of all, let's not take for granted an advantage of the fact that we know the founding principles, because this generation has not been told the truth and taught the truth. We need to educate them so they do know. And secondly, it's kind of interesting how people are perceived a certain way through the media. When you actually sit down and talk with them and you get the true story, boy, oh boy, how your heart has changed. Now, I just want to give
Stephanie, but do you really think that I'm studly, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, now, what do you think the people's perception is on that?
You know, it's only reinforced when they meet you in
person. Hang on a second. My 10-year-old wants to jump on real quick.
You're very, very manly and studly. I'd say you're like 3 times the size of a Navy SEAL, but we have respect for Navy SEALs.
Thank you very much, but you know what? I'm taking you to Dairy Queen, kid. That is a Dairy Queen treat.
If I say that you're 10 times...
I love you too, honey.
If I say you're 10 times Navy SEALs, does that mean I get a treat too?
No offense, but if anybody's live streaming, I don't think we need any more treats. It's been a cult-filled summer, let me tell you. And I've gained 20 pounds in the last 3 months. It is, and it's time to start shedding some weight. And thank you for the minerals, by the way.
Yeah, you're definitely welcome. Yeah. Now, I just want to say this final quote, just to give people an idea. People will say, well, you know, we have freedom of religion, you know, all these different religions. No, it was the freedom of religion under the umbrella of Christianity. And this is what John Adams had to say.
But see how people take freedom of religion as if to say that they can do whatever they want, anybody can have their way. I said, well, how's that working out? What do you think of Sharia law? All of a sudden, he put it in check. It's like, wait, I don't agree with that, but wait a second. That's your interpretation. That's their interpretation.
Yeah.
See how foolish this becomes if we don't rule ourselves according to the Creator? We're going to get in trouble.
You know, and another good point of what you said, too, yesterday is you're talking about law. Just because a man decrees a law, if it goes against the moral law of God.
Prima nocta.
Yeah, that's right. And all laws repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. So when you're talking about Hitler, well, Hitler decreed that it was okay to kill the Jews. Was that lawful according to the laws of God? No. In the olden days, back in medieval times, they had prima nocta, where the king and his servants, or his subjects, could sleep with a commoner's wife on the night of their union before he got to her.
Yeah, anybody in their right mind is going to stand up and say, listen, that's not interpretation, that's criminal.
That's right.
So who is right? Well, they're agreeing with God. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Friends, we started off the first hour with what William Penn rightly said. He said, right is right even if everyone is against it, and wrong is wrong even if everyone is for it.
I love that quote.
Oh, it's awesome.
Ugh.
And
great.
Well, let's just go over to the media right away. That's just a great way to bring about the correlation, right, and expose these jokers, the bullies in the newsroom, right? The media this last week leaves Ferguson as new evidence shows Michael Brown as the aggressor. Boy, does this sound like history being repeated over and over and over again during the last 6 years of this criminal administration, friends? Remember Trayvon Martin?
Yep, that's exactly what it reminded me of.
Zimmerman.
Yep.
They couldn't get out of the story what they wanted out of the story, so what they did is they had to try to interject because they could not extract. So they had to create the crimes, friends. Well, the bigger story in Ferguson is been the militarization of the police and the provocateurs in the community. The start of everything that has gone on was the shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown by Officer Darren Wilson. Now, by the way, this is actually derived from my friend. I believe it's, hang on a second. Yep, Tim Brown again. I'm stealing from him lately. But he's a good guy, and he's like-minded.
And he's worth stealing from.
Yeah, he is. And interesting, well, he steals from me.
In the good sense
of
the
word. Yeah, he steals from me all the time,
too. You know, great minds think alike, so they should
but
be able to give and take
from each other. They just...
No, they share each other's knowledge.
They complement one another.
I like that. They're not stealing. They're sharing each other's knowledge.
There's no greater compliment than when somebody...
imitates you.
Thank you.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
All right, so me and Tim are imitating each other.
That's right.
Okay, I like that. Okay, so anyways, Tim said that many people, as he told many people, that the issue is an issue for the justice system, and I love this, not the court of public opinion. True that. However, as more witnesses have come forward, as other witnesses have revised their stories, and stories they are, it appears indeed that Brown was the aggressor, and now many in the media are packing up their cameras and heading out of Ferguson. See how it doesn't work for the state-run media, friends? They don't want it. Now, Jeremy Corsi comes to my aid. He reports that many news media services have already begun packing tents and television transmission vehicles as word circulated through the Ferguson community of further evidence that the black teen shot and killed by a police officer was the aggressor. Here comes the truth, friends. Resisting arrest after a suspected role in a convenience store robbery during daylight hours Wednesday and Thursday, the street of Ferguson and the streets of Ferguson were open to normal traffic and business throughout the city were active. The protesters in the streets numbering fewer than 50 at any given time.
Oh,
did you hear what I said, friends?
Fewer than 50.
See how the state-run media wants to get in there and cause you to believe that it is this big ordeal. I remember a man one time said, I'll create the war by you taking the pictures. Did you hear what I said, friends? I'll create the war. You just take the pictures, and I'll create the war by the pictures that you take. See, media has been cordoned off in the parking lot of a large shopping center at the corner of West Florissant Avenue and Lucas Hunt Road, less than a mile from the site of the shooting. Now, following the autopsy of Michael Brown, which confirmed that Michael Brown was not shot in the back the way that the media told the American people, only to stir up racial insurrection again, friends, through this criminal administration. But Brown, the rather, took six shots to the front of his body, and that officer Darren Wilson, the policeman who shot Brown, suffered an orbital blowout fracture to the eye sock. It appears that Brown was obviously the aggressor. After all of the riots, friends. Oh, the riots consisted of none more, my friends, than 50 at any given time. See how this works, friends?
Yeah, you know, it reminds me of the Los Angeles riots, too. The same thing happened,
exactly,
too, as they found out what happened after the fact.
After the fact. And who stirred it up? Well, you had the state-run media, who should have been held accountable for the deaths in every given scenario in the L.A. riots back in 92. No question about it. Protests, riot, and looting resulted from the shooting. However, according to one local pastor, what has transpired in Ferguson is not the Ferguson that he sees every day. Pathage Community Church Pastor Joe Costefans told WND, the Fergusons you see the national news and on the national news is different from the Ferguson that I know. He said, there's an emphasis on families in Ferguson and on the community, he continued. We are definitely an interracial, blacks and whites, community together, and I'm proud to be minister to an interracial congregation. Amen. Hallelujah. We all bleed the same color. While things were going crazy with Michael Brown and the shooting on Sunday, we had a pool party in my neighborhood, and half of the party was filled with whites and half black, he added. It was a beautiful thing. Families loving one another, both races, with a sense of community. But did the state-run media leave it on the backs of the American people that way? No, of course not. We've got to bring forth chaos. We got to bring up this warfare and these tumults and these uproars on a consistent basis so we can upend the sovereignty of the American citizens, because they need more government control, don't they? Friends, that's what they're pushing for. They want the American people to go to the government and say, we need more control, we need more control, we need to get rid of those guns, we need to get rid of those guns. But how many times have you seen this administration play the criminal with a smoking gun in hand, and yet you would submit yourself to that tyrannical criminal all the more? Shame on America that he's still there after the first week, after his first inauguration, friends. Did you forget what Deepak Chopra said? He said all great changes are great by chaos. They're created by chaos, friends. Who's creating the chaos? George Bush said in the 90s, out of chaos we can create a new world order. Hitler said the same thing. Folks, it's the same thing over and over, just different quotes. Same methodology, same ideology, same dangerous criminals that the American people tolerate on a 24/7 basis. This administration could be caught with his finger on the trigger concerning what has taken place in this country, and he has been caught. But he could be literally caught on film, and the American people would still tolerate it. The American people could know for a fact on film that this administration is doing exactly as the is the fruit that we judge from his tree on a 24/7 basis, and the American people would still tolerate him. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm lying. Because he's been busted over and over and over and over and over again, but he's still there. He's got the smoking gun in hand. The Attorney General's got the smoking gun in hand. What is it going to take, America? It's not true. The communities in Ferguson, they just got done telling you what the state-run media is doing is not true. Again and again and again. They lie to you 99% of the time, and then the 1% of the time that they actually, in their confusion, blurt out the truth, you give them more credibility for that one truth than you do for the 99% of the time that they lie where they have no credibility. Zero, zilch. You can't believe a thing they say. And let me tell you firsthand, friends, you cannot believe a thing that they say. Stephanie, you just got done telling the listening audience here that 4.5 hours before people came to terms with the fact that what they read online concerning Bradley Dean was not at all the Bradley Dean that they were sitting in front of. People say they don't believe it, yet they act it out. I mean, if the media said it, it's got to be true. Oh, no, we don't believe that, say, 89% of the American people. We don't believe what they say. Well, then if you don't believe what they say, then what are you afraid of? If you don't believe what they say, then what are you sitting at home for watching the football game? Or the hockey game? Or the basketball game? Or tennis? Or here's a better one for you, friends. A car going in a circle over 500 times. In a circle. Or how about this one? Grown men knocking a ball into the dirt. That's more important than our posterity, I guess. Now, you wives that love listening to me on a daily basis, praise God. You husbands that don't want your wives listening to me because you know what I say is true, shame on you. Big time. Worthless cowards. Sick. And boy, when I say sick, I mean, there's got to be something wrong with the people that sit down in the face of what's going on and just act like things are not going on. And what I'm talking about dealing with, friends, is those that continuously perpetuate the lies and the crimes against we the people. That's what I'm tired of. Again, I just told you that in Ferguson, right now, friends, at no time have the numbers been greater than 50, and in many cases fewer than 50 at any given time, say eyewitnesses in Ferguson that are having pool parties. And now the facts are coming out, friends, and the state-run media is packing up, saying, well, we got to go create another one. We got to go attempt to capitalize on another one to attempt to divide and conquer the American people. Shameful, shameful conduct. Boy, I feel like I'm talking to my kids. Boy, oh boy, you're ashamed, friends. You're ashamed of the wrong things. We need to deal with what's going on here, because we can do this.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Just talking about the lies that the state-run media is throwing down on your shoulders once again, friends. Media leaves Ferguson as new evidence shows Michael Brown as aggressor. Friends, you got to come on. You got to be honest with me. There's no question about it. By the way, thank you for making us the number one show on GCN on Saturdays. We appreciate that. Number two and three during the week. We appreciate that very much. So that means we know that there's a lot of people listening.
Hungry for the truth.
Hungry for the truth. And we'd like to hear the responses. 1-866-233-0747. To those that have ears to hear, they love this truth because it is truth. Because it moves to action. Because truth demands a response, doesn't it? 1-866-233-0747. You know what? It reminds me when I get into that mode, that prophetic mode, when I'm starting to go after those that are responsible for what's going on in this country. All of us together, because we're in this together, right? We got to get this right together, and together we can right the wrongs. It reminds me of a guy named Vernon John.
Oh, yes.
Who was a preacher in Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, who preceded, he was very much a prophet, by the way, who preceded the prophet by the name of Martin Luther King Jr. And it's interesting that he would go to the black folks, his black congregation, and he said to them, because the black congregation allowed their own people to be shot down in that particular situation by the police, they allowed their daughters to be raped by the police in that community, and any other violation or assailing that the police wanted to target concerning the black folks, lynching, so on, burning crosses in the yards of the church, pastors, so on and so forth. Well, the black people would stand down because they were afraid. Mm-hmm. The masses were afraid of the few.
That's right.
And he got to the point where one time he just said to his congregation, he said, "You're ashamed of where you came from." He said, "I'm ashamed of what you become." That's exactly right. Now, folks, when we look at it concerning America as a whole, we're letting the good go away and we're actually subjecting ourselves to the bad. And it shows you how God, a godly nation, we have forsaken our God. Now we're taking on the acts of a tyrant. And again, week after week, month after month, year after year, and let me go back to this, day after day, I am telling you that you are being lied to consistently. And it's by the same people. And you can just go ahead there and say, you know, this will pass. It is passing, friends. Your freedoms are passing. The good is passing if you sit down and tolerate this. Again, the state-run media, going back to Ferguson, is leaving because the facts are now coming out. The same exact thing, my friends, concerning Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. Exactly. Remember, MSNBC even wanted to try to spin the truth. So what they did is they went in there and omitted certain portions of the conversation between Zimmerman and the police after the shooting of Trayvon Martin. That's how bad they want you to believe that what's going on is really happening. No, and it shows me how corrupt these people are. And it shows how willing they are to blow holes in the country. And they forget that they're on the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
And what's even worse than that is the rest of the people in the country, in the masses, actually sit back and let them have their way. You know what they say? They say, oh, we know it's not true. Well, there are people that may believe their lies. Not many, but why are you allowing them to lie? If I had one kid and I had 25 kids, I wouldn't let one kid bring the lead in the lump. I wouldn't let one kid be the fox that spoils the vine. I wouldn't allow it. Nobody with any common sense in their head would allow it. This is our country. This land is my land. This land is your land. From California to the
New York Island.
Yeah, well, we were taught that as kids, right? Well, I wasn't part of a drummer.
This plan was made for you and me.
I was playing the drums when they were singing, right?
That's right. You're doing the beats.
So, again, we're all in this together. And, again, let me bring this to a closure real quick. Then what they did is after they found out that in Ferguson that the facts came out that Mr. Brown was the aggressor concerning the cop, is there anybody there to tell the cop, "I'm sorry"? Is there any
family?
You know what I would do if I was that police officer? Yep. And by the way, I have done this. I would go after the state-run media and I would sue every single one of them jokers.
Yep.
And let me tell you what, there's people in this country that will get behind a lawsuit. I would go after that attorney general. I would go after Al Sharpton. I would go after and I would dig up every sense of every portion of evidence concerning those that were behind those that were trying to create, again, domestic insurrection.
Yeah, and if you look at the case of George Zimmerman, even his family, they wouldn't go on air because they were being attacked, they were being threatened. That kind of damage, when you take someone's reputation, you mar it like that, and you put them in a false light or perceive them, people think they're a bad guy or a bad girl, you can't undo that damage. You can't go back. Once you shoot it through the media across the nation, what happens when you finally figure out the truth? What you do? You just pull up and leave? You don't justify the wrong by saying, you know, it looks like we were wrong about this, and correct yourself? So many times, the lies are front page in the newspapers,
yep.
And then when they realize that they're wrong about something, in the very back, in the last section, they print a little retraction saying, "Oh, yeah, and by the way, we weren't exactly right about this, and we should have told you about that." Listen, the damage has been done.
But it goes on. But it goes on because the American people believe, for some foolish reason, that the state-run media can lie. They don't have the freedom to lie, friends.
Right.
They don't. And here again, we have it, friends. Do you understand? Hopefully, I hope people do understand what I'm attempting to do with every fiber of myself. And I'm not saying within myself I'm attempting to do it. I know that people are being awakened by what's going on here. But the fact of the matter is you know how many people are oppressed because of the lies? And it bugs me to no end, friends. I don't like it. And they get back on television with a smile on their face. And, we just destroyed another family, or we destroyed another community, or we destroyed another. You know, we got laws overturned now that say that we now have our way because so on and so forth. Oh, you know, now we get our way and we get to take away all the American people's guns because, after all, they didn't know that we were actually the one that sent that person in there to do the shooting.
Yeah.
Oh, friends, don't call me crazy. It's a fact. It's a total fact.
You know,
matter of fact, it's so much a fact, I have the communist bloggers attack me when I tell you that. Because they know it's true. Because they know their methods. You know, there are the people that sit there and say that, you know, just keep telling the lie long enough, over and over and over and over and over again, until they finally believe it.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
It's amazing to me, too, because people will do this. They'll, you know, they watch movies and they see all these different shows where, you know, the guy who portrays himself as the good guy really ends up being the bad guy, and he's the perpetrator, and then he comes in at the end like he's the savior of everything, when really he was the bad guy in disguise as the good guy. You know, you see these kinds of plots all the time in all these different movies, and people can believe it when they see it fictionally, but when it's plain as the nose in their face and they see it happening in America, oh, that could never happen here. This is America. Come on. We're not back in Hitler's time. Wake up and smell the coffee. I think that's the thing that's most frustrating is people, it's so plain, all the violations and all the laws that have been broken, and people can see it clearly.
Oh, by the way, the community, again, in America, there's folks across the country calling for another impeachment. They want actually the American people to sign a waiver. National Impeach Obama Week. That's coming up, I guess. You can check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. They have a petition. Folks, we can bring petitions all day long. What needs to happen is the people need to deal with the Congress, Senate, representatives who actually are the ones guilty of guarding the chicken coop. They're in it. They're in cahoots.
When you do nothing.
No. They're in cahoots. Yeah. Listen, if those in government, Congress, so on and so forth, that are not calling forth impeachment, the reason they're not calling forth impeachment is because they're compromised men. There's just no getting around it. And the bottom line is impeachment processes need to take place not just concerning the President of the United States, but the entire administration, along with the judges across the land that have been nothing but a bunch of activists and legislators from the bench. We need to deal with every single one of them, because once the American people begin to send that message, then it's going to put the fear, just like Thomas Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, you have
liberty.
That's exactly right. But when the people fear the government, you have
tyranny.
And I actually said it backwards, but
it's the same
point. Summation.
Yeah, it's the same point, because when you have people who are fearing the government and they're afraid, then they'll be, you know, ruled. But when you have people say, listen, no, this republic was established by we, the people, and you work for us and you are our public servants, then we have the proper and just understanding of how government is supposed to be and how it's supposed to be established.
Yeah.
And no other way other than that.
Yeah, I'm going to give you an analogy just to kind of give you some history, and then we'll just take on some of the topics. Well, we got one more segment coming up, but interestingly enough, around 100 BC, Rome had no fire department, and army general politician Marcus Licinius Crassus established a personal fighting force. When a fire broke out, Crassus would arrive on site and proceed to bargain for the burning building and all surrounding structures until the owner would agree with his low price. The more the fire burned, the less he would bargain. Crassus went on to be known as one of the richest men in Roman history throughout his extortive measures. And this leads one to ask, who's responsible concerning the chaos that's happening in this country almost on a weekly basis, friends? Well, we can always see who jumps right in and tries to back up the criminals. If it's not the Black Panthers, then it's going back and playing the race card again in Ferguson. If that's not good enough, you get the point.
Yeah, I think the point is
out of hand.
Another way to look at it is who benefits from the chaos?
Always. Who benefits from terror?
Right.
It's always government. Why would government ask you to give up your rights? Same analogy, same parallel, same correlation, nothing new. When you begin to understand your enemy, friends, that's when you can deal with them. But until I'm really thankful, by the way, for these bloggers. I'm really thankful for those that have attacked my ministry relentlessly, because if it wasn't for them, I would have never really understood their methodologies. But I understand it perfectly, and I am so thankful for them doing what they have done in the past.
Yeah,
I just wanted to tell all you lunatics, atheists, skeptics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, because if it wasn't for you, I would not have a national platform. Just wanted to tell you thank you very much, because we really, really sincerely appreciate you.
I like that.
Yeah. You got to take them, just like Herb Brooks said when he won the 80s Olympics hockey. He said, concerning the Russians, you got to take their game and you got to shove it right back in their face, friends. That's the only way it works. And by the way, that's what people will follow in Jesus' name. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
You know, it's interesting, too, friends, that when you begin to analyze your enemy, the message that you will give is not what you hear. Instead of magnifying the crimes to push fear on the people to sell product, you actually push the magnification of law against the crimes of the enemy, take their game and shove it right back down their throat lawfully. It's amazing how that works. Then you find out how the game is actually played, and it's like, wait a second, it was not at all the way that you made it out to be.
You know,
you blew it up to be a lot bigger than it was.
That's a great point. And to add on, too, that if you look at the true life story of Herb Brooks and what he did with the 1980 Olympics with the hockey team here for America, the first time they played the Russians, they were timid, they were sheepish.
They were spanked.
They felt intimidated by them. They didn't shove anything back in their own faces because their mindset was, they're so good, we're going to lose.
That's right.
They're so good, we're going to lose. They're so good, we're going to lose. But what happened was is their mentality got changed. Their mindset was different. Rather than not looking at them eye to eye.
Is that why we're supposed to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word word of truth.
That's
right. Is that why we're not to be conformed to the world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the word of God?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah, because we're, by the faith of the Son of God, we're called to overcome the world. And it's interesting, in 1 John, it also states, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Mm-hmm. And it goes to show you how important your mentality is the fact that, are you going to trust in Christ and walk by faith and not by sight and do this thing? Because, you know, that the Lord will promise to show up strong on the behalf of those that fear him. When the Olympic teammates and the players from America played the Russians in the Olympic Games, after they got over there being timid and being totally freaked out by the Russians, they stared them down, they looked them straight in the eye, and they said, no, not tonight. Tonight's our night. We're going to do this thing. And although
they were
probably...
And you're the best hockey team in the world, and they were.
That's right. And you know what is, although the Russians, they outnumbered them, they had more years of experience. I mean, every natural thing said, these guys are going to beat these
guys. But wait a second. Also keep in mind, the Russians came about, and they took on the NHL's best back in the 80s, yep. And they spanked them as well to only heighten the fear that they may have had that was already implanted in their minds. And then all of a sudden they had to face them. Here comes a bunch of kids out of nowhere,
yep,
that were driven to no end. They went through the straight and narrow, and difficult is the way, but they came out triumphant, yep, because they actually believed what Herb Brooks told them. And so it is with the church to those that believe Christ.
Yep, that's exactly right. And there's a couple good points out of what you said. They were so intimidated by these guys. In fact, the trophy that they won from beating those in the NHL, they stood and they skated around the ice holding up that trophy before they played them the first time to make them even more intimidated. But then when they got their mindset figured out and their mind right, and they worked hard, it wasn't without struggle, it wasn't without battle, they were worked. So like you have to say, you know, you got to fight the good fight of faith. It's not going to be easy. It's going
to
be difficult.
It's for to strive to enter in.
That's
yes,
right. But you know what? It paid off in the end.
And we're to strive lawfully. Exactly, to obtain the prize.
Mm-hmm. But it
yes,
paid off in the end because their mindset changed and, nope, we're going to beat these guys. Instead of looking down, they looked them eye to eye. They faced them face to face. They were not intimidated. They took their game, shoved it back in their faces, and it was a miracle. What's the end
it was a miracle.
Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
What did they say? Well, this is like David going up against Goliath.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's yep, how they put it. When you look at it, you think, well, there's no way in the natural they should have won, but they did because they believed in the same way. Christian, there's no way. Well, how can we do this? Listen, if God be for us, who can be against
us? That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You can move mountains with your faith, friends.
That's right.
Nothing is impossible to them that believe. Lord, give us more faith in Jesus' name.
And we walk by faith and not by sight. And again, I want to say for those of you that say, listen, I want to join you guys in what you're doing and fighting the good fight of faith.
Here, can we just do this? Because
yes,
it's becoming
rhetorical.
Little, yeah.
I try to say the same.
We're out there busting hump.
That's right.
We do it. As the interview went yesterday, he said, what would you say during the end of the 4.5-hour interview? I looked at him and I said, I do what I do because I love people. And friends, over the last 20 years of my ministry, if you can't see the fruit on my tree of 350 high schools in 24 states, colleges, how many tea parties, how many radio interviews, and I'm not giving myself accolade. I'm telling you, I am sold out for the cause because I find my life mm-hmm, where I lose it, and oftentimes I don't want to lose it. But if you stay in the state of just losing it for the kingdom's purpose, you get conditioned there.
Yeah, we're being spent.
Yes, we are being spent. Because the Lord said, think not to pray that the Lord will say, yet there's 4 months before the harvest. He said, no, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers. Well, that's today. That's not somewhere down the line. That's why it bothers me, friends. It really does. When I talk to people, regardless of what the circumstance may be, and they say to me, well, why don't you let me pray about that? No, you should already be ready in season and out of season, not only to preach the word, but to respond to the will of God. It really does bother me. Well, let me pray about it. Folks, go on to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go on to Sons of Liberty Radio. And do me a favor, too. Go over to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, and check out the documentary, the comic book.
See the fruit for yourself.
And listen to the referrals of the people that we have gone to. Don't listen to what I'm saying or to what Stephanie's saying. Go to them. And I wish, you know, I got my kids out here. As a matter of fact, my 10-year-old right now is actually producing the show right now because Chase and his pregnant wife are out at the state fair right now doing the booth.
That's right.
And then we got a couple other people, so we got about 6 to 8 people right now working with the ministry on a national basis. And the reason, you know, we always say we wish that there was more people, but we don't want more people to have more people. We want
the
more
right
people because we want the right people.
That's right.
And we're working on that little by little. And also, interesting enough, going back to the state fair, just to show those that do support the ministry, Chase just got done telling me this morning on the phone, he said, man, people come out and they look at the booth and they say, this is not at all what I expected. Whoa, this is do you guys have a movie coming out? Whoa, you guys do nothing second rate. No, because we're representing Christ. That's why we are asking the Lord to perfect that which concerneth us. And we want the world to see what he does through his kids, through perfection as he perfects us.
Yeah.
So look at what we have done and do consider supporting this ministry today, because we do need the support, and the more support we get, the more we can, well, stay in the fight. My daddy always told me, now my daddy didn't tell me that because he wasn't around, but I heard Vernon John say, you know, my daddy always told me that you see a good fight, get in it. And I always tell my friends, listen, my acquaintances out there, you know, it's interesting. If I'm not in a fight, the Lord will put me in one. He wants to keep me in the ring. I'm best in the ring. I'm not any good outside of the ring. And I do it because I love. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
And, actually,
and it's not just my wife, not just my kids. It's your wife. It's your husband. It's your kids. It's the preservation of this country. And it's a great portion of who I am and what I do is to link the people together, the older generation with the younger generation. But, friends, really what my heart is after right now is getting to our posterity, because if we don't do it, this criminal in office is attempting to do it. But I also believe that they have awakened to the fact that he is nothing less than a full-blown criminal in every sense of the word.
You know, in fact, the intro of our show, too, has that from the story of Vernon Johns. You know, I am a boat rocker. People tell me not to rock the boat, but I am a boat rocker. Reminds me of William Booth, who said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the president.
Let's give that story real quick. We got about a minute left, okay?
Okay.
The man that was a mortician down south in Montgomery, Alabama, was covering up a young man that was just shot unlawfully and illegally by the police in Montgomery, Alabama in the 50s.
For defending someone who was getting beat up by the police.
The preacher comes in and says, no, what we need is justice.
Yep.
And the black, the mortician said to Vernon John, that prophet that he was, let's not rock the boat. And he went back to the congregation and said, I want to let you know that I am a boat rocker because we need justice, friends. That's what moves me. Let righteousness run down like water.
And righteousness like a mighty stream.
Judgment run down like water.
And righteousness like a mighty stream.
That's
and if
right.
you look
Amos.
At, too, the story of Vernon Johns, you touched on this earlier, but he was the breaker in the sense. He paved the way. He dealt with a congregation that was kind of, you know, resistant and not wanting to charge in and not really want to make a difference. Well, he broke through
they
that congregation.
They were trying to make alliance with the murderers.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But he broke through that congregation. He was the breaker. And, boy, he had a hard time, and they eventually kicked him out of the church. But you know who came in right behind him was Martin Luther King Jr.
What
and their hearts were changed.
What general of God wasn't booted from the church?
That's very true.
It is true, because God is booting them from the church to say, listen, it's not in the building, it's outside of the building. Go out there and seek and save that which is lost. When you see Jesus inside of the building, what was he doing? He was delivering the professed, well, children of God at that particular time, namely the Pharisees, from what? Demons and healing the sick, so on and so forth. And what was he doing? He said, I came forth to preach also in other cities. So in other words, let's get up, let's go to the next city. That's what this ministry has done over the last 20 years.
That's
and
right.
The fruit is all over the tree. Check it out for yourself. Love to have your support. 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and support. There's a little button right there. Click onto it and become a son or daughter of liberty and know that you are a part of making a difference in this country. Because, friends, as I always say and I say again, we can do this.
That's right.
Give me a V.
V.
Give me an I.
I.
Give me a C.
C.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me an O-R-Y.
O-R-Y.
Victory.
Victory.
Victory. Why am I singing like this? It's
that
been
was,
a long
I
week,
I need pom-poms
folks.
In the
folks,
studio.
Folks, we got Bradley and Stephanie online. Thank you. We love you guys. We will talk to you on Monday. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Rest assured, friends, I believe that you will love it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.